Hello and
Hello.
welcome. This is PTZ Optics Live. You have found yourself at our pre-show podcast. Welcome.
Thanks for joining, everybody. Yeah, you can see the live stream is going to start in just 20 minutes, roughly. And we wanted to start a little early to talk about the show and what we're gonna be going over today.
Yeah, we are live every last Wednesday of the month at 2 p.m. Eastern, 11 a.m. Pacific. And we just kicked off our podcasting again.
Yeah, we got the podcast all set up. So I was going to give Tess the opportunity to ask as many questions as she'd like about Dante. And I think we might even have, we are going to have some Dante experts joining us too.
We do. We have Catherine of Audinate joining us today for our official live stream, which will start in a few moments. But if we want to bring Kat on now and just to chat a little bit about what we're going to talk about today, that would be great.
Awesome.
You there, Kat?
Yeah, I am here.
Is it Catherine or Kat? Because I keep calling you Kat. I've kind of coined a nickname for you.
Kat's fine. Usually that's what I go by. So that's fine.
Okay. I think I've heard Kat. It in meetings over and over. So
yeah.
It's
yeah. It's just written. I always write my name. I like writing Y's. So.
Yeah. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Yeah, of course.
Can you tell us a little bit about your role with Audinate?
Sure. So I'm the product marketing manager for networked video. So I look after all of our networked video technologies that we come up with that we sell to manufacturing partners like yourselves at PTZ Optics, as well as any software products that incorporate video like Dante Studio, which we'll talk about later today.
Awesome. How did we come together with Audinate? Paul, do you recall the
beginning? It's so funny because our company does come from a pro AV background, mm-hmm. and a lot of our engineers were really, really excited when Audinate said that Dante is now going to have a video side of the world. Many of our engineers and professional audiovisual integrators that we work with are very familiar with the Dante tools in the world of audio. Whether that is setting up an audio conferencing system in an audio, a video conferencing space, or whether that's setting up a, IP audio system in a, live event space, whether it's an auditorium, something along those lines. We have, a lot of the people we work with are very familiar with Dante, but Dante with video is new. And so at PTZ Optics, we're really excited to have one of the very early, Dante-enabled PTZ cameras that's going to bring video into the Dante world. And we've actually got a whole setup here to show it. And Catherine has been so nice helping us kind of onboard our team, make sure everyone in our organization understands the ecosystem in which, PTZ Optics cameras are now a part of. So thank you for all that, Catherine.
Yeah, definitely. The presentation we have today is really about the ecosystem that Dante AV is joining. So that's very exciting.
So maybe, because I think we're going to turn this into a podcast. Why don't you tell us a little bit about the history of Audinate so that we can kind of understand where you're coming from. I understand it's an Australian company and it's led with IP technology for the Pro AV production space.
Yeah. So Audinate's pretty cool. It's an Australian company. A lot of the founders, the current CEO, Aidan, is one of the founders. Basically, they worked on networking technology with Motorola way long ago. And then when they closed their Australian office, they kind of spun off into their own kind of company with some initial research from the Australian government. And then once they kind of had a product developed, were able to create Audinate. So it's really people that were network engineers, but also had a real passion for audio. I found out that a lot of them had worked as recording engineers or played instruments, which was pretty cool. I found out that the CEO played trumpet at one point. So that was really cool. And then, we really started it as something for the live, live events and that sort of thing, because that's where you're getting I don't want to have to drag that giant analog cable to plug in all my devices. If I do everything on the network, it's a tiny little cable. I can send up to 512 channels of audio across that cable. And then previous solutions that were on the market didn't really take full advantage of the network, or they had really high latency that wasn't acceptable for live events, because you want to be able to hear yourself back really quickly. when you're monitoring yourself on stage, it's kind of like totally different than video in that way. So so that's kind of where we started. And then it just, the network effect took over, and we're at like over 500 manufacturing partners and over 3,500 products on the market. So those are from all different verticals, from your classrooms, where we're seeing a lot of people installing systems to help with hybrid education, where we have like ceiling microphones installed, as well as to be able to capture the whole room. Broadcast is interested in using Dante, as well as commercial install for like meeting rooms. I've worked on projects at convention centers, just kind of ended up everywhere, just really expanding beyond that initial live events vertical for sure.
Installed our own Dante audio ceiling microphone system in our own conference room here. So that's been interesting to see it implemented and also helpful for us, as this is sort of a new world to me, at least the audio side.
It's interesting with Dante being, it's been around for so long, but a lot of times you can walk into a conference space and it's kind of invisible, in the sense that, you know, there's microphone ceilings, speakers or something, ceiling microphones. But you walk into a lot of spaces and it's meant to be seamlessly integrated into the environment. And, you know, in our conference room is so much better now. We've got a really great beamforming Yamaha, you know, and everyone hear us properly, and we can hear everybody else properly, and there's no echo problems. But there's no like sign that says Dante is here. Mm-hmm. It's just in the space.
It is one of those weird things. Like, we're definitely a company that mostly sells product to other companies. So it's kind of like, for people unfamiliar with the industry, it's something like, you know, Bluetooth, where it's like in a bunch of products, but you don't really contact them directly. But the difference is we've started making software that we do sell to end users. So it started out with Dante Virtual Sound Card, which just turned your computer into a Dante device, basically. And then sort of moved on from there to more management systems and platforms and all sorts of craziness that we're kind of doing now, which we can talk about later.
Yeah, you know, it's nice that you have a lot of great Dante software, but you also have Dante certification courses. It's 20,000 plus Pro AV integrators. Basically, like everyone on Infocom has been through these certification processes. And
it helps. We offer RTS credits for it. So
I see. I know our engineer went through all three levels, our broadcast engineer, Mike. And now you even have an elective that you can take to learn more about Dante AV. So adding the video element to the entire audio system as well.
Yeah, we definitely have this elective that's Dante AV. The thing about Dante AV is, like, as you'll see throughout the day today, it works a lot like Dante audio. But part of it is just to kind of understand the underlying technology a little bit, or if you're an audio person coming to it from the video side, being able to understand how compression codecs work, because that's a totally new thing for Dante. All of the audio is uncompressed audio, where video doesn't really fit on a 1 gig network if we're not doing compression. So lots of very cool stuff. And then some new design considerations, because even with the compression, it's still a higher bandwidth than audio. So where you need to kind of like think about bandwidth calculations and multicast management and all that good stuff for networks.
I like, you know, the way that Audinate has really built out these really robust certification programs, because, you know, looking at what you offer, it is very easy to use. You know, I mean, with the PTZ Optics Link 4K, which is Dante AVH enabled, you know, the idea is you literally plug it in and the Dante tools that you're familiar with will allow you to route that video anywhere you want it. That's acceptable, that would be compatible, Dante decoder or a display that works with Dante. So you've made it very plug and play, ease of use perspective, but the tools that you have, and we're going to dig into some of these tools like the Dante controller and the domain manager and the video viewer and studio, they really give you some granular control that I haven't seen in other IP video protocols that we work with.
Yeah, I think that's really the goal of what we do, is to kind of facilitate the fact that networks are growing larger and larger, and that sometimes, like, you know, you need that routing matrix that lets you see everything at once. That way you can kind of figure out your system. But also, like, once your network gets too big for that, you want a way to break that up, which is where, like, Dante Domain Manager can come in, as well as providing alerts. I know I used to work at a school, so as a technology director, and definitely, like, knowing if the room's in a working state before there's a class happening is amazing. And really, we've taken advantage of everything the network has to offer, for sure.
Well, I like that, and I'm hoping we can dig a little bit into some of that. I don't want to go a complete deep dive, so basically in 8 minutes right. after the podcast, we're going to do the live show, and that's going to have a lot of demos. And we don't want to give away too much, but I do want to deep dive a little bit into your controller when we get there, because I'm seeing so much that I haven't dug into myself yet that I love seeing, you know, like latency monitoring and video routing and audio sample rates, some of the things that you don't see access to. But I'm guessing you guys have a little bit of a deeper connection, or you have a deep connection with your Pro AV partners, because so many of them have been through these certification courses that you're comfortable giving them these pretty advanced and powerful tools.
Yeah, I'd say, like, Dante Controller is probably one of the best free networking tool, like network monitoring tools that exists out there on the market. Very few other tools like have a latency diagram that's telling you, like, when the packets are arriving, that sort of thing for your audio and video flows, as well as, like, when we're talking about audio being in sync, like the clock histogram to, like, make sure, like, that's, you know, matching the clock leader, as well as, like, bandwidth monitoring and all sorts of things in Dante Controller. And it's, like, this totally free tool for you to use, as well as, like, the ability to make, like, presets of your systems. You can always restore it to a working state, or if you have, like, different setups you need to do for a room, like, maybe, oh, sometimes this room is in surround, sometimes it's in, like, 10.2. So that's really cool, as well as Updater with, like, getting firmware updates through a single app for all of your Dante devices, and it tells you when there is one, so you're not, like, hunting down on the web every device. It's like a really in-depth program that initially seems quite simple, because you can just click and you've got a connection, but there's so much in there.
Well, that's the one I want to dig into a little deeper. High level, what we also have here is we've got your brand new Dante Studio enabled, which I understand mm-hmm. you're offering as a $10 subscription to gain access to the Dante Studio, which, just high level, we won't dig deep into it, but it allows you to download this onto a computer to transmit your screen as a Dante video source on the network, but it also allows you to receive any audio source or video source that's available mm-hmm. on the network with the Dante viewer. Mm-hmm. And that all is compatible with the Dante controller. So when I first started hearing all of this, Kat, I was like, what was like, connects with this? But there's really not that much here to wrap our heads around. There's a video viewer, there's a video capture tool, and there is a controller for it all.
Yeah.
I mean, I know there's more under the hood, but just, like, high level here, this controller, which is
low level.
The low level here, low level or high level, just not deep level, is the controller here will show every single Dante source on your network, whether it is a transmitter or a receiver, and essentially mm-hmm. give you this giant matrix where you can say, send this here, send that there, send 10 things over there, 12 things over mm-hmm. here. And so if you have this software, you can start routing things to all the different places that you might have, whether they're classrooms or conference rooms or live event spaces. Let me ask you this. With that much power, there's got to be a way to lock it down, right? I mean, you can't just have someone show up with Dante controller and start controlling everything, right?
Yeah, so in Dante Domain Manager is, like, the professional way to lock it down, where you can, like, integrate it with your Active Directory system and all that kind of thing. But if you're just, like, a volunteer kind of group and you don't, like, want to spend the extra money, you still want the free tool, you actually can lock things with a pin in Dante Controller, which is pretty nice as well.
Good. Yeah, so the more I get used to this platform, which is so different from what I'm used to with NDI, the more I go, man, some of this is you got to get familiar with it, because with any new technology, any new software, mm-hmm. it's like, okay, I got to reroute my brain to where all of these buttons are that I'm used to them being somewhere else or wherever I intuitively think they should be. And the controller does so much that it's not unintuitive, but there's so much here that after you get over that learning curve, it starts to become very simplistic, I feel like, with the way you've built out this matrix of transmitters and receivers.
I absolutely agree with that. I used to set up in quite complicated recording studios as part of my other job, like Dolby Atmos and all that kind of stuff. And like, honestly, when we moved to Dante, it was like, at first you're like, oh gosh, what am I doing? But then like with a little bit of training, suddenly you're like, wow, I actually have this. This is so much easier. I have to run so fewer cables. Like, it just makes it way easier to do than it used to be, for sure. Once you like initially get your head wrapped around it, for sure.
Well, I'm hoping we can give some people some high level, some of our viewers here, a high level look at all of this. And I remember for me and Tess, I'm guessing it was like 5 or 6 years ago when we first announced NDI capabilities with the cameras. And I feel like a lot of people, you know, it was very new at the time. And we didn't, you know, we weren't sure what people were going to do with it. I feel like we're sort of on the beginning stages of a surfboard on a wave kind of thing.
That's
where
right.
we're not quite standing on the surfboard yet.
We're getting
now,
there.
Now, Dante's a big snowball, and you guys have been rolling down the hill and gaining speed, as you said, with more and more manufacturers and more certified resellers, and you have a really great ecosystem. But for us, we're just jumping on board. So I don't know if I'd love to know from our audience who's in the live chat if this is new to you or if you have experience with Dante. Tess and I have been learning a lot about it, so I'll say it's not new to us yet. We're
still pretty new to me.
We've dipped our toes in, and this is going to be a really great chance for everybody to get a nice high level overview of how Dante can fit into a variety of audiovisual solutions. And one of them being broadcast and streaming. That's obviously one that we care a lot about. We're interested in how that'll tie in, especially if you're doing like live events.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, and that space. Another is education.
And we want to fit into people's existing audio systems. So we're hoping that the cameras can just be an addition to the infrastructure that they already have in place, since Dante is so common in some of these spaces.
That's a good point. And, you know, there is a rumor out there, Kat, that Dante and NDI don't play nice together, but I understand that there is a way to use both on the same network.
Can we
clear the air on that one?
Yeah, I think sometimes it just requires like different management on the switch to make that happen. Obviously, like our video is designed to play nicely just immediately with the Dante audio, but for sure, you know, either segmenting it with like different V-lanes if you need to. I think at this point, like a lot of the industry is already in that place of understanding networking in that way, where like some segmentation is okay, as well as just kind of different management, making sure that you know, you have like multicast management on, and making sure that you're managing like QoS, which is quality of service, which prioritizes like Dante clock packets for the audio, because unlike video, when audio is out of sync, it makes an awful sound. It like, you know, wow. So yeah, it's a little different, different beast, but yeah. So that's kind of why I think people maybe were just trying to use them in like an unmanaged way, and then didn't, you know, think like, oh, maybe if I did a couple things to my switch, I could actually use them together. I believe that the new like Netgear, like AV switches, which are great if you're just trying to quickly set up a network, especially for like live events and that sort of thing, mm-hmm. where they have a profile that's like NDI and Dante. So if you have NDI products, want to use Dante audio, they've got you covered.
Nice. Well, and I will say, you know, Audinate has a wonderful amount of support that they provide on top of the layer of certifications that are really robust. So, you know, there are a lot of ways to use this, and I salute you guys for being out ahead of the IP audio world, and now the IP video world, way before mass adoption, but now it's kind of coming there. So we're excited. It's just about 20 seconds till our live stream. So we're going to roll the intro clip and we'll see you in a minute, Kat.
Cool.
Thanks, guys. See you in just a minute.
See you guys soon.